Hey, Mike, when you look out there and you see six defensive backs on the field, four safeties, they're playing this nitro defense, what do you see? What do you think you can do against it?
Now, obviously, you know, when you have that many DBs out there, you're going to be more athletic, more speed, you know, and they've done a good job with it. You know, guys stepped up, and it definitely, you know, it's kind of a different, unique style defense that you don't see every week in the NFL. So definitely brings a challenge to us and something that our coaches, you know, would have a good job with the game plan preparing for it.
Do you have to run against it?
I mean, I think, yeah, we're going to run the ball. I think that's what we've established, that is that we're going to run the ball against, you know, every opponent. So I don't think this week will be any different. But like I said, our coaches will have a good game plan for us when we head up there on Thursday.
When you look at the ups and downs that you've had through the first 3 weeks, obviously some big high last week, when things have gone right, what's gone right for you? When things have gone wrong, what's not gone right for you?
I think, as for the first part of the question, is when things have gone right, we've run the ball efficiently, we've taken care of the football, and, you know, just executed our offense, whether that's running the ball or throwing the ball. When things haven't gone well, obviously, you know, kind of the opposite. We've turned the ball over. I've turned the ball over in Tampa and you know, didn't really give our team a shot. And then, that's really been the key is, the first game in Atlanta, we were right in it until the end, protected the ball. In the second game, we didn't protect the ball and, didn't give ourselves a chance.
What did Pittsburgh do to sort of take away the downfield passing game over the weekend?
Yeah, and they're playing some coverage, a lot of Tampa 2 and some cover 3 that was taken away. But, we were just running the ball so well that, you know, that's kind of what we stuck with. And, our running backs had a big game. And obviously our offensive line played a huge role in that. So it was just kind of a, if it's not broke, you know, then we're just going to keep running the rock.
At some point, you need to make some plays down the field, though.
I mean, as long as we're winning, it doesn't really matter how we do it. So if we have to run the ball 40 times like we did last week, then we'll do that. But if we have to take some shots, then that's what we'll do as well.
Does Jordan's running style wear down defenses by the fourth quarter?
I'm not sure. I think that could be because he is kind of a big bruiser type of back that, you know, bounces off tackles and it takes a couple guys to bring him down. So, I think, related to a boxing match, those kind of small punches over time can wear on the defense. And, I felt like that was part of the case the other day because in overtime, you know, we just had pretty much three runs that won it right there at the end, all the way down the field.
Some of the O-line said that they drew inspiration from Jordan's performance fighting through that shoulder injury. Is that something that can be infectious throughout the whole team, you know, when you have a player with that effort?
Yeah, I think so. I think we all saw the pain he was in out on the field, having to go out but then come back in. And, you know, he wasn't complaining at all. He was just, you know, he was fighting through the pain. And I think that is infectious because it makes you want to, you know, play harder for your teammate next to you because you realize how hard he's playing for you. So that was great to see, you know, the toughness he showed. I think, definitely, I guess you could say, wore off on the other guys on the team.
As a quarterback, what's the challenge of the short week?
Just, you know, you don't have as much preparation time. You have to get your body recovered from the week before and then study your opponent as much as you can because instead of having, you know, a full week to prepare, you only have a couple days. So I've been, you know, kind of grinding away at the film, studying the Packers, studying our game plan to, make up for the missed time of a normal week.
You're new to this rivalry. What's your perspective on it?
Yeah, I definitely knew what I've heard from the moment I signed here, how big this game is, you know, to the city of Chicago, how much it means to the fans. So, quickly learning what this rivalry is, you know, in this area, in this part of the country. So, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be my first time at Lambeau, and obviously a great stadium, you know, historically in the NFL. So just really looking forward to, you know, playing there on Thursday night.
Does your first time, period, never for a preseason game or anything like that?
Yeah, it'll be my first time.
What have you thought of number 20, Kevin King?
He's done a good job stepping in. Had some guys dinged up, and he's done a good job stepping in. I can't speak too much of him because, like I said, it's a short week, and I have to catch up on as much film as possible.